Oh. When they go that Honey Baby into that Summer Jam artist Offset, same beat. And put your hands where my eyes could see. Not put your hands where my eyes can see.
Right.
Because they might put their hands up and I may not be able to see it. So even if you put your hands up where I can see, I might not be able to see it. So it's could. You know what I mean?
Put that, where you could see.
I don't even know if that makes sense.
It's starting to. Maybe it's just early. Like you could see it.
I could.
If I wanted to. Maybe it's that.
But anyway, they using that beat a lot, and I like it.
Facts.
They just played the, but we just played them two songs back to back. It was like a mega mix. You might as well play the Busta Rhymes now. Call right now, 800-223-9797. You want to get it to Laura Never Loses. Is. Yo, we got some tickets today. We talking tickets?
Chia.
Drake gave us some tickets to give away.
Drizzy Drake.
Yo, you think we good with him now?
If he's giving us prizes, it feels like it.
Woo! He's at the Prudential Center. He's coming to Newark April 4th. That's like this Thursday.
This Thursday.
We got Drake tickets for this Thursday.
Yeah, I find out my son is like he's not a stan, but Drake's number one to him. You know what I'm saying?
Out of the big three.
Yeah. He's like, he's been listening to a lot of Kendrick because Kendrick went in. He's like, but Drake's my guy. I'm like, oh, yeah?
Drake's easier access, man. Drake's easier to absorb. He's got more hits, like bona fide smashes.
Right.
And I think for Ja-Ja's age, Drake is helping him understand himself a little bit.
Right.
Makes it okay to be, you know, not have everything figured out.
Yeah, it's just easy. You know, no new friends. Like,
yeah, it's easy access. It's also very emo.
It is emo.
It's emotional.
And this is when they're going through their emotional stage a little bit. So, yeah.
I bet his circle of friends also rocking with Drake.
They are.
Which makes it even more so like, yeah.
Drake for the kids.
Drake's for everybody. What you talking about? What you talking about, bro?
True.
Drake is for everybody. The mamas, the college girls, the college guys.
He's just that guy.
The dads in the car with their daughters.
He's not for the MC battle guys.
I mean, he won. What are you talking about? Drake's battle tested.
He is battle tested. We've been waiting for this smoke, though.
Drake be showing the battle rappers love, too. Remember he used to show up to the battle raps and all that? They was into that.
Now
Who's into it?
You're right.
What's wrong, man?
One of these tickets?
These right here is Drake tickets for this Thursday.
Oh, we in there.
You going?
Why not? Drake's the guy.
Drake is the guy. You need to take your son over there. I wish I could help you get tickets, but I don't have no plug with the OVO.
Word. I've had two.
I ain't got no love. OVO gives no love. You know what I mean? Yeah. To the kid. I've been too outspoken. Yeah. They crew don't like outspokenness.
Yeah, you've insulted Drake for some years now.
I haven't.
It feels like it.
I played around. I had jokes.
He's sensitive.
But I've always shown love. When Pusha got at you, you know what I'm saying? He got at you.
He was like, "Dah."
But when he got at Meek, I was honest. Meek don't have no problem. When I said Meek caught the L, Meek never was like feeling no type of way.
So maybe he felt like you was flip-floppy. He's like, yeah.
Easy. No, bro. You win some, you lose some, fam. Like, what do you, like, why you?
I mean.
Why are we having this discussion?
I don't know.
Why are you doing this? Angel, you upsetting me.
Angel.
Angel's on here. Nakira's on here. Nakira, good morning. Angel, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Guys, girls.
Angel, you've been listening to our show for a long time.
Yeah, very long time.
Would you say that I've insulted Drake before?
Nah. I think so. I mean,
see?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think so, though.
I'm the one that said the man brought reggae back and tried to big him up.
Yeah, I know.
My man opened the door for reggae and Afrobeat.
I wouldn't say reggae. Afrobeat, yes.
Nah, bro. Reggae was quiet. Dancehall was quiet. Drake unlocked that door again.
Rihanna did when she did Work, Work, Work. And he just happened to be smashing Rihanna.
Yo, but he had...
You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, but he had joints before the Work, Work, Work.
He ain't really had no joints.
Rihanna had Went Pop and forgot all about the Caribbean.
She was like, Work, Work, Work. He was in the video and then barn. He was like, you know what? Good, I did it. Controller.
Hey, bro, Work, Work, bro. What are you talking about? Party Next Door. His crew did that.
He didn't open the door for reggae. Reggae.
See, this is why you ain't going to the OVO. You could have just chilled. Oh, but see, yeah. You trying to be to have too much integrity.
Oh, yeah, Drake did it.
Exactly.
He's that
fall guy. In line, bro. Yeah. Nikira, good morning.
Good morning. How is everybody doing?
We're blessed. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Newark, New Jersey.
All right, Newark, New Jersey. You big Drake fan. You know he's coming over to the Prudential Thursday. He's going to be out there.
Ooh, I can't wait.
There you go. Now, Nikira, have you listened to our show for a long time?
Yes, I have.
Would you say that I've insulted Drake, as Shawnee Culture says?
I don't think you've insulted Drake. Drake got big boy pants on. If he don't have big boy pants on, then his feelings will be hurt.
He'll
be all
right. She's talking that talk.
But everybody feels like they know how you get down. That's what it seems
well,
like.
How do I get down, bro? I am not that guy.
I mean, you say a little bit.
I just say what's evident.
What's real. You believe that, Nikira?
Straight facts.
Straight facts. Yo, you heard the
and,
woman.
Just to say, Drake didn't bring back reggae. He's been there. Okay, I'm from
Trinidad. No. Drake brought all reggae right. back to the mainstream, bro. Soca, reggae, all that. He took it to the white peoples, man. Y'all know this, man. Stop acting brand new.
The white people
can visit
in Jamaica because they love the reggae music and the dancehall business.
Nah, you talking the 90s though. They had got quiet though. It got Sean Paul popped off early 2000s. Crazy. Nice. Crazy.
Yeah,
and then it got quiet.
Egyptian was still, you know what I mean?
It was a couple little ones and twos. Y'all know it, man. Listen, man, if it makes you feel any better, a lot of Drake's friends are Caribbean people in Toronto. First generation. His whole crew is Africans, Caribbeans, Muslims. Like, bruh, his whole crew. It's love.
And then he started smashing Rihanna.
And Shawnee got in his feelings because he hit Serena, Rihanna, and J-Lo. Shawnee was done with it.
Hey,
come on,
Shawnee a hater, right?
I'm talking
crazy. Yo, Angel, that's nuts, bro.
He didn't do controller before she put the work.
Yo, when Drake was hanging out with Sade, Shawnee couldn't handle it.
He went too far. You can't be taking the legends too.
Yo, God, my Lord. Shawnee broke down one morning. Was like, no.
Not Sade. You can't take the legends too, man.
Yo, look, man, it's been so fun. Angel and Nikira, both y'all getting tickets to see Drake on Thursday. We're looking both y'all.
Let's go.
We're not even going to play the game, man. Plus, I don't know where Lauren Rosenberg is at, and I don't feel like designing a new game for y'all.
Right.
We just giving y'all tickets.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have fun over there at Prudential.
Appreciate y'all.
Angel got to come from Elizabeth. Nakira's right over in Newark already. It's love.
Word. Good luck, y'all.
And it's love.
When he do controller, just know Rihanna was the influence. You know what I mean?
Listen, when he do any song, just have fun. I don't want y'all getting thrown out. It seemed like the type of show that if you don't do the right thing and have fun, they're going to kick you out. They're going to send the OVO goons after you or something.
Facts.
Yo, y'all hang on. We're going to get your info. On the way next, I'm going to work on flashing lights. We got an APB out on Rosenberg and Laura Styles. I don't know what's going on, B.
Yeah.
We got to figure out what's really cracking. And I got to read up what's happening out here. Yo, USC gets busy last night?
Yeah.
USC? Oh, no, USC got done by UConn. Shout out to UConn, man. But Juju Watkins, I fell asleep on the game. Juju Watkins was doing her thing. She a freshman. But shout out to the UConn men and women doing their thing in the area. So big up to everybody up there. Also, we got an update for you.
On what?
I don't know.
Okay.
Damn it. It's Ebro in the morning. It's just Ebro.
Facts.
No in the morning.
97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up
next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Why did you notice me? Did you?
You didn't, did you? Let's be honest.
And
we've been checking on Laura Stiles, APB, All Points Bulletin, if you know where she's at. It's very unlike her.
Her partner was at Raw last night. But that didn't give me any information on where Laura is today.
That's right. How was Raw last night? You know what? Tell us about it right now in the Flashing Lights Report.
Oh, I see what you did.
Laura Stiles got the 411 like on the Flashing Lights.
I see what you did. Raw was a lot of fun at Barclays Center last night.
Well, and you got to frame it right. The Raw always right before WrestleMania, which is this weekend, is always something.
It's known as the go home episode of Raw, and it was a big deal because the final boss, aka The Rock, was in the building.
That's what he's going with, the final boss.
Yeah, that's his
new
thing.
I like it.
Yo, he's got a whole new. The Rock has a whole new Titantron, like the thing that plays behind him when someone gets introduced.
Yeah,
his new thing is like the two huge lightning bolts. And his music is very sinister.
Okay,
he comes out in his Versace shirt.
Yeah, he went Versace, huh? He went glitz with it. Glitz, that's terrible over.
Yes.
Glamorized glitz silk.
He's been doing overized, glamorized silk since he came back.
Yeah.
And him and Roman Reigns came, beat up a lot of people, shut down the building. It was sold out. It was the highest grossing episode of Raw in North American history.
Wow.
They filled
what
that building.
What do you mean
building.
Gross, highest gross, meaning people tuned in?
No. In terms of the house that paid in Barclays.
Oh, wow.
Which basically just means when you think about it, because they've sold out Barclays before.
But the ticket price was high on this one.
But the ticket prices are higher now. But it was a great show. Energy was amazing. At the end of the night, Rock and Roman came out and beat down Cody and Seth, something awful, right before WrestleMania. Yo, I love Brooklyn, man. It is the best crowd in there, man. We get so much love there.
Shout out to the Brooklyn Knights.
Yeah, man. That building hits different. And it's the perfect place to close things out before you go to Philly. You know, Philly and Brooklyn are like country cousins.
You know what I mean? Talk to them.
So it's the perfect place to close out.
I don't know if they would agree with you, but you know what I'm saying? I like what you did right there.
But like the attitude is like, it's close.
Brooklyn and Philly.
It's close.
Okay. I'm not mad.
But it was a great time. Shout out to everyone I met last night at the Barclays Center. But yeah, then I got a text message from Laura's partner, and he sent a picture of me. Like, he sent a picture, none of me. He sent a picture from, like, where he was sitting.
Yeah.
Of the building. And we texted later that night, but I do not know where LS is at this moment.
Oh, man, and that's your Flashing Lights report. And, you know, that was entertainment and a literal search for Laura Stiles.
An APB.
And there you go. With flashing lights as we search in the grayish sky that will exist all day with this rain. Yo, you know it's going to rain right now, bro, until like tomorrow sometime.
Yeah.
Like, I think it slows down here and there. Tonight it starts to slow down a little bit more, but this keeps going all the way through tomorrow morning.
So irritated.
Bruh. And maybe Thursday morning.
Dang.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain all day Wednesday too, guys.
It's not what you want.
This is trash. But more tickets to see Drake this Thursday out at the Prudential. And beating the buzzer and Summer Jam and congratulations, you played yourself, is on the way. Yeah. Next.
WQHT FM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
So wait, it's going to rain all day today, tomorrow, and into the next day. That's a And an LLJ Cool J. And if you're not looking at the weather and you go outside without the proper preparations, you get one of these.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big wheelie talk, hop, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself, yeah, playing yourself.
I don't play.
Give me also a congratulations, you played yourself, because I had all morning to prep, prepare, get ready for this segment. You know what I'm saying? Make sure I'm logged into the proper logging zens. Didn't do none of it. Hit me with the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
LLJ Cool J.
Yo, man. When there's a baby in the house, you can get all the sleep you want and think like, oh, we had a pretty good night. And you still wake up tired.
Yeah. It's not a real sleep. It's a half sleep.
Yo, so, man.
So wait, is it fair to say we're now, what, 5 weeks into the Selassie situation?
Yeah, week six is in right now.
So we're in week six. Safe to say this is an ass-kicking situation?
Definitely not. The parents ain't winning. So...
And well, how does she compare sleep-wise 6 weeks into Issa?
Listen, here's the thing about being a parent. You have no recollection.
Amnesia.
You don't remember. It's one of the great things about the trauma of having a baby. It's like any other trauma. You somehow pack it away in a part of your brain where you're like, wait, I...
Nah, but I'll tell you, though, as time goes on, then, and the... Well, first of all, you have a bigger gap, though, than the average person.
Well, yeah, almost 10 years.
That's a big gap.
Like, you could ask Griff. Griff will probably have a recollection.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I mean, Griff might not, because they may be the same baby. That's how close together they were.
Griff said 11 months, and I forgot.
But I've always heard stories about, parents going, oh, this one kid was great. This one kid kept us up all night.
But the 6 weeks is all the babies are pretty much the same. It's when you get past two, three months where you get into sleep training.
And how they do at that point.
What their actual personality is. The first 6 weeks is like cluster feeding.
And
all
nightmare
babies
blur.
Are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
They're just blah. You're really in your fourth trimester. That's what they call really those first 3 months of life, the fourth trimester.
That's crazy.
Because these babies are not ready for prime time.
Yeah.
They can't. All they do is doo-doo. Their necks don't work. They just figured out their eyes and ears. They haven't figured out how to move their body around. It's nothing going
on. These are not baby deer, you know what I mean, or horses or cows. They don't have it together.
But they will make baby deer, horse, and dinosaur noises. Because sometimes the noises coming out of that bassinet, you're like, yo, what are...
What is that?
Are you human?
What is happening in there?
Yeah.
Anyways, then he broke the button again.
Just cause.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, sometimes in the middle of the night, you'll just hear...
Ranting, right?
You're like,
dinosaur.
Is this Omen? What movie is this?
So, this is bad. I'm sensing something happening.
On the baby tip, Shawnee Coacher this morning got a text from Laura saying she was on the air through her equipment. She broadcast from her house. We put on air, nothing came on air. Shawnee's been calling and texting.
I've been calling and texting.
Has she been pulled into the 3-year-old abyss with a kid? Where is she at?
Mr. Congrats, though.
Yeah, and what I realized is that when I saw that she said I'm connected, that was actually the last text that she sent me.
Oh,
that wasn't today.
No.
Not today.
That might have been two days ago.
Yeah, that was Friday. So
congratulations. You played yourself.
We have not heard from her this morning at all.
Wow.
I hope this is just a good old congratulations, you played yourself.
Like you just straight slept through it all. Yeah.
That's what it's feeling like, right? It feels like that must have... Because I feel like if, God forbid, something was going on that was a problem, she would have texted us like, yo, we've had that happen with her before. Something's going on. Text.
Well, we've all done that where something happens in the overnight. You're like,
yeah.
Like that time I had to catch an Uber out to deal with something in these streets.
Yeah. And even worse. All has been texted, even if bad scenarios. So, you did see the partner,
the hubby, last night at the wrestling situation.
Yeah.
You didn't see him. He sent you a photo. So let's hope he made it. But they live in Brooklyn. Juanito says he saw him too. We are currently articulating live on the air how to find Laura Styles.
And he texted me he sent me videos at midnight. From the thing, so yeah.
Hope he didn't do nothing crazy out here in these streets. I pulled the amazing Laura Styles away from the nest.
I assume he was already home when he sent me these videos.
Juanito and him was guzzling glizzies. He said,
"What?"
That's what Juanito said. They was taking glizzies to the throat.
Man,
oh no, that's what.
That's what he said.
I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. I'm going to just leave it alone.
Wait, Juanito's coming in to defend himself. Juanito, what?
I did not say that. We were cracking jokes about glizzies.
Oh, cracking jokes about glizzies. Who's glizzies? Who are you looking at?
You mean actual hot dogs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they went online to order hot dogs. So we were cracking jokes about him having glizzies.
Oh, you didn't guzzle a glizzy.
No.
You didn't tickle your trachea with a glizzy.
Wow!
Now you can't have a hot dog as a human, grown man.
Listen, I'm sure. No,
people
give
have hot dogs. Dogs are very popular. People know what they're doing when they hold that up next to their lips.
Why are you playing this game?
I'm just saying,
like, it's popular. They have a whole contest. It's very popular.
But what are they doing when they hold it next to their lips? They're about to bite it and eat it.
Man. They're about to take that down.
Delicious.
You want the glizzy?
You know what I'm saying? They're about to top it off.
You're almost 50 years old, man. Hit Ebro with the button. Eating a hot dog? Come on, man.
There's nothing wrong with eating a hot dog, man.
You're adding sauce to it that's unnecessary.
People add sauce to them. That's a popular thing as well.
Mad lube. Yeah.
People put lube on them also.
What are you guys saying?
Make them go down easier.
This is what's wrong with this country, man. Which I say every day about something else.
Because everything is wrong?
Everything is wrong. Yo, I'll tell you, you know who I saw last night? Since we're not doing congrats, it feels like.
Congratulations, you played yourself, because you're listening to Congratulations, you played yourself, and there's no real congratulations, you played yourself. So hit the button.
Yeah, I kind of was like, I don't see anything huge out there. Hey, yo,
is this a rare occasion where there's not a big congrats?
A moment in history?
Yeah, like, I'm seeing some fun stuff, but, like, I'm not seeing, maybe well, I have avoided it's definitely political
not
news.
A it's definitely not a congratulations you played yourself that the LSU ladies got sent home. They won the championship last year. They got sent home early this year by Iowa State. Shout to Caitlin Clark. That's not a congrats. It's not a congratulations.
It's not like they were talking crazy before or anything. Like,
They just lost.
I'll tell you what, though, man. If you haven't stopped to pay attention to some of the women's basketball that's been going on, you might have to catch this button.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's this, and when Caitlin and Angel Reese end up in the league together, the WNBA could really have something right there.
Well, and then also Juju Watkins at USC. Shout to the UConn ladies last night. First of all, just shout to UConn, men and women. Listen, and there's two. I think there's two schools that have both men and women in the Final Four: UConn and NC State. That's fire. That's super fire.
Yeah, super, super.
But Rosenberg, what else were you gonna say, sir? I'm going back to congrats.
No, I mean, I was just gonna say if the WNBA gets this, you know, gets Caitlin and Angel Reese as they will, you really have an opportunity there for the league to take a step it's never taken before with two stars like that. Coming in at the same time, maybe they stumble and get their Larry and Magic, you know what I mean, and have that moment. Because remember, the NBA wasn't the NBA before Larry and Magic. The cats were doing cocaine in the locker rooms. It was a collection of people who play basketball professionally, and don't get me wrong, there were good moments and teams that mattered, but it was not what we are seeing right now. You need stars for that to happen.
Facts.
And that could be what Caitlin, I'll try sometimes to say, like, in my mind, go, is this just getting overhyped?
No, hit him with the button.
Congratulations.
She put up 37 last night, bro.
And it's the way she does it. Shawnee, have you seen her play yet?
She put up 10 threes? She might have broke the record last night for 3 points. In the tournament.
She's pulling from, like, Steph Curry range, bro.
30 feet out.
She sort of is She sort of is Steph Curry.
Oh, all day. All day.
Like, it's her line last night. If you slept on the game last night, and it was probably the most watched women's college basketball game of all time. She finished with 41 points, 12 assists, 7 rebounds.
Oh, wow.
How many threes?
She was 9 for 20 from 3, nearly 50%, 9 for 20. She was overall 13 for 29 from the floor, 6 for 7 from the line. She's a problem, bro.
No, it's different. She's now, and if you missed the headline, she's the most – she scored the most points in college basketball, period. End of comment. End of thought. Men, yeah. Women, anybody.
And by the way, in a losing effort last night, Angel Reese had 17 points and 20 rebounds. So, I mean, the two of them could have
– And Angel Reese has the most double-doubles of any player in tournament history, I think.
Yeah, and, like, they're very different players. Angel's not the flashy scorer that Caitlin Clark is. But she's big and can grab boards and plays defense. They could together set that league on fire. Because I've never thought about tuning into women's basketball the way I admit it, they've got me. If Caitlin Clark's playing, I'm like, oh, word, let me throw this on real quick.
Yo, Jason Sudeikis was at the game last night.
I saw that. Your Apple brother.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Shout out to Ted Lasso.
That's Ted
Lasso. But anyway, this has been Congratulations You Played Yourself, where it was a piece of sports. Some congrats and a whole bunch of stuff. So hit us with the button for not being focused during the segment.
Congratulations.
I enjoyed it.
You played yourself.
Because you enjoy anything that's podcasty without doesn't have a resemblance of focus.
Yes.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
You know the most successful podcasts are focused, though.
Are they?
They are very. The most successful.
Nah, I disagree. Is Joe Rogan really focused?
Yeah, he covers, his show covers a specific guest or two.
Ebro, he talks for 3.5 hours straight with guests. The level of focus can only be so much. Because a focused conversation can get done in an hour for sure.
No, but he's focused on that individual and that conversation.
Okay. 3.5 hours.
Hit this guy with the button, man.
I'm right. Joe Budden is not focused.
Congratulations.
It's just friends sitting around talking. They're hugely successful.
Joe Budden's successful in hip-hop, so anything successful in hip-hop is not focused.
Oh, so back to the fact that I was all right then.
He was okay. I didn't say he was off. I just said the most successful. In hip-hop, people just open a microphone and talk.
True.
About whatever. Look, right now it's 97 minutes commercial-free music. You got Cast One on. Yo, Casto, I need some Beyonce, man. Play the Spaghetti or play the
Riverdance?
Riverdance, or play Bodyguard, or play Two Hands to Heaven.
No, it's Riverdance.
That Riverdance is fire, too. Beyonce had an amazing speech last night. They gave her some made-up award at the iHeart Radio Award thing, but she was up there talking, and we're going to play it in the flashing lights coming up. Oh, man. So Rosenberg says to me, should I know who Cash Cobain is? I said, yeah, if you care about what's going on in New York City right now. He's the biggest artist coming out of the streets of New York for the kids, for the young people.
Facts.
And then we start talking about, I said, he's a good kid. And Rosenberg goes, what'd you say to me?
No, it's called knowing people better than they know themselves. I went, but is he really a good kid? You say everybody's a good kid. Let's be honest about it. And then I think the room immediately all was like, oh, yeah, Ebro literally will say that about everybody.
I don't know who said it, but somebody goes, yeah, he's not like Bobby Shmurda. I said, but Bobby Shmurda was a good kid.
Yeah.
He was a good kid. He's a good kid. And then I said, but I didn't even know who I never said was a good kid. And Rosenberg, you said who?
I said Tekashi 6ix9ine.
And guess what? He was a good kid.
Yeah. It was just a long time ago.
It was a good kid. He started out as a good kid. They all start out as good kids, right, man. Right. They want to be good kids, man. And I think the quicker we can show them love and support their ideas and try to direct them in the right way.
The more you can hope that they turn into a good guy and
exactly,
a good girl.
Exactly. Right, right. So I'm really just hopeful. Yeah, also that Rasan said free Chef G. Like, I met Chef G many years ago, man.
Good kid?
He was a good kid.
Because some of the stories that move around with these guys ain't always good kid stories.
No, things go bad, especially when they're dealing with other kids. And
Who aren't good
Sleepy
kids.
Hollow, who's on Summer Jam. Good kid. 4-1 and those guys. I met them, but I'm an old head, so I come around and they seem nice to me. They just seem like nice
but
kids.
But you're now literally at the point of so old that you can't even truly read it. It's like when a grandfather walks around. It's honestly.
No, but look, this is what I really base it on. I really base it on work ethic.
Yeah, but that's not a good. That's not.
It's not. It's not a good barometer. It's not.
No, they're mad, hardworking, terrible people.
Yeah, I know. But I'm like, yo, they really trying.
Yo, Shawnee, that's a great example. Shawnee said like Scarface. Yo, he's working hard. He's at the kitchen at the restaurant. He's determined. He's gonna make it.
He's a good guy.
He saw the blimp. He saw the blimp. He wants to be like that.
The world is yours.
Oh, he's gonna make it. We didn't know he'd be willing to literally kill his cousin for it. We didn't know. He's the definition of a bad guy.
I know. It's crazy. But they're all good kids.
They're all good kids. Yeah. They're good kids. We love them all.
Listen, you want to beat the buzzer? You want to get paid? We're gonna do it next. We're gonna let this Cash Cobain ring off.
Oh, so I heard Cash Cobain had a show last night.
For sure.
And they had to shut down the doors because hundreds of people were like trying to bum rush the building.
Yeah, wow. He's got it like that in the city.
I got video sent to me randomly last night. So our friend Rico sent me a video. Yo, you see this? This is this is Cash Cobain show. I said, yo, it's probably a bad time for you to tell you. I don't know who this is, bro. I'm old. You said this to the wrong person.
Nah, but
he's the type of guy, Rosenberg. His show last, he did a
Irving Plaza.
Girls, he did it. Besides Irving Plaza, he did another show, and it was a girls only show.
Oh, he leaning in. This guy's smart.
Yeah.
All right, I'm interested. I'm interested.
Girls buy tickets. Girls is fandom. They go up. Dudes be trying to play too cool. Cash Cobain, Bay Swag. What bay is he talking about?
And this beat from Cash, not from YouTube.
For sure. Okay, well. Big BX, Big Queens on that.
For sure.
I mean, I appreciate you playing for me. I get why kids would be into it.
Well, I get why
I didn't know it. I don't know this. I'm good.
You can do all the TikTok dances to this.
Yeah.
The chords are very emotional sounding. It sounds, you know, like he's saying something that's heartfelt.
This is the new vibe, huh? The sort of gangsterish singing stuff is really the thing right now.
Well, you throwing it back to DRS, Gangsta Lean?
Yo, it's like Gangsta Lean, which, by the way, guess what? Wasn't into it. And I was mad that they were called Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yeah, because they took it.
I'm like, that's J-Rule the Damage is Dirty Rotten. What are we talking about?
What are you talking about? Listen, we beat the buzzer around this time. We're getting to Laura Styles. She's getting the congrats. We'll get to that in a second. Yeah. We'll tie all that in flashing lights and tell you how she just got to work. But first, DJ John.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
John was at the Monday Night Raw, the pre-WrestleMania Monday Night Raw, with The Rock showing up in Brooklyn. DJ John, talk to us. How was the experience that was given to you by Rosenberg?
Yo, first off, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate those tickets.
Today.
No, I'm just saying. I just want to send love and appreciate. I felt like a little kid, man. It just felt The Rock is back. He's making Wrestle Cool Again.
Make Wrestle Cool Again. That, you know what? That could be a hat. Make Wrestle Cool Again.
You know what I'm saying? I had a good time. Seeing the energy inside the Barclay. Yo, the line was so crazy outside. It was the most craziest line ever in life in the Barclays Center ever. Like, you couldn't get in right away, so we know.
No, listen, I'm going to tell you this right now.
It was a packed show, up, down, to the top tier.
How does he put sentences together?
It's like there's a list of words. And he's like, I would like to use the words in this sentence. Mm-hmm. And his brain goes and grabs the words that he wants, but there's no thought of where each word should go. It's just throwing them at the wall and hoping the thing happens.
They land.
Right? But John's right. Listen, they're selling out the Barclays Center, and there's last night. I looked up. It was just ants. It was every single seat. Yo, they opened up the back. If you got the worst seat, you were sitting behind the staging to see The Rock. Like, it was... And I went backstage to go see some people because WrestleMania is this week, and I wanted to go talk over a few things. And I was like, oh, which way is catering? They said, go that way. So I went, okay, and I started walking down the hallway. And just as I started walking down the hallway, I have to stop because the final boss is standing right there with Roman Reigns. And now I'm in that. You ever had this? I know you've had this happen, Ebro, when you're just trying to go somewhere and then you get interrupted by like the most famous person, and where that person is, they have a mob. There's always like 12 people that are following behind.
Yeah, cameras, handlers.
And now you're like, but I'm just trying to get to the other side. I'm not trying to be part of the. Don't get me wrong. I'm not pretending I'm too cool for it. In my heart, I definitely went, it's the final boss, The Rock. But I just was like, I just want to get around, though.
Yo, the fact that you're really running with the final boss thing.
Yo, because I hated it when they first debuted it. I hated it, and now I'm so into it.
Why'd you hate it?
Because I thought it was cheesy because people were saying it. Final boss is like terminology people use, obviously, right? Refer to video game talk.
Yeah.
And sometimes when WWE will like take a word like that and put it on TV, I'm like, oh, they're rushing. They're co-opting it too quickly and corporate, making it corporate too fast. But then I realized that's what he should be doing. He's the bad guy. He's the final boss.
Yeah.
So I'm very into the final boss. But well, John, I'm glad you had a good time.
The streets are saying John cried when The Rock came out.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
That's what the streets are saying.
Mm. What streets?
The chat that we have for the morning.
Oh, we did have. Yeah. Yo, did you hear Laura just there?
That's crazy.
I did hear that.
Hold on. We got to get to Isaac, man. We got a lot of things we got to do. Thank you, DJ John. John, welcome. We got Money and Summer Jams right now.
Yes, sir.
Isaac.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on, guys? Isaac, you know how to beat the buzzer?
Yes, sir.
All right, now we're going to cheat because I want to get you this money. Shawnee, Isaac is ready to beat the buzzer.
$180. $250. $360. $385. $400.
All right, now. There you go. Isaac, the 400.
400.
All right, where was it going, Shawnee Culture?
$450.
All
right. Oh. Wow, hell of a job. Oh.
We landed it, Isaac. $400 is yours, and you're going to Summer Jam. David O, Doja Cat, Offset, Sexy Red, Kyle Rich, Jen Carter, and Tata, 4-1, Sleepy Hollow, Redman, Method Man, celebrating 30 years of Summer Jam. We're doing the throwbacks in there. It's going to be a good party. The whole family going to be there, whoever's left working. And Isaac, you'll be in the building.
That's what's up. Thank you, guys. I appreciate y'all. I listen to y'all every morning.
Nah, we love you too, man. Hang on, bro. Get you laced up. After 8 o'clock, we got another pair of tickets to see Drake. Drake's coming to the Prudential in Newark. We got another pair. That's this Thursday. So you got to get your tickets right now. That's happening after 8. But first, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles.
Let's go. Coming up in the flash.
We're doing it now, Laura.
Now.
Now. I already did the tease. I already did the tease when you was still pushing Z's. Well, first things first in the Flashing Lights. I'm going to take this segment over today. Laura gets the button.
I do.
Hit her with the button. She worried us today.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
We were worried, but now I'm angry.
I'm sorry. My alarms just didn't go off. It's crazy. They never fail me. And I look at my phone this morning and I was like, wait, my alarms went off. And what happened? So I don't know. I have two alarms that they usually, you know, I always wake up on the first one. And the second one is just backup just in case. And nothing happened today. So I don't know what, I don't know.
Hit the button, Shawnee. Where's my yeah?
You played yourself.
No. Kenzie came in the room. This guy, what is this guy doing on the buttons?
Yes. There you go.
That's how she came in the room this morning?
Yes, yes. Like, yo, what's happening? I was like, wait, what's happening? And then I just freaked out and I ran. I started getting ready and then they called producer Griff or he called me and I answered.
Man.
LLJ Cool J. It's just a mess.
It's definitely a LLJ Cool J and a ribbon.
Oh, that's how it felt.
All of the above. All of the above. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for scaring you. And I'm okay. I just didn't hear my alarm.
Well, on the flashing lights, Laura, I told everybody we was going to play this audio of Beyonce at the iHeart Music Awards last night, which aired on Fox. Has anybody ever actually watched the iHeart Music Awards?
No. Yeah. I don't. I just catch highlights, and if anything important happened, I'm like, oh, okay.
But I'm assuming it's been on for several years now, so I'm assuming it's something.
Has it always been televised?
Yeah, for the last several years, I think it has. Look, nobody even knows. This is wild.
I know. But this part is great. So Beyonce was honored with the Innovator Award, and Stevie Wonder presented her the award.
Amazing.
And in the clip that I saw, everybody was freaking out when she came out. They're like, I can't believe she's here. But check out her speech.
Tonight, you call me an innovator, and for that, I'm very grateful. Innovation starts with a dream. But then you have to execute that dream, and that road can be very bumpy. Being an innovator is seeing what everyone believes is impossible. Being an innovator often means being criticized, which often will test your mental strength. Being an innovator is leaning on faith and trusting that God will catch you and guide you. So, to all the record labels, every radio station, every award show, my hope is that we're more open to the joy and liberation that comes from enjoying art with no preconceived notions. And I want to dedicate this award to all the innovators who have dedicated their lives and their art to creating shifts. So thank you for your sacrifices, your powerful voices, and your dauntless spirits. Thank you to Rosetta Tharpe.
Yeah.
Miss Tracy Chapman.
Okay.
Linda Martell. Prince. Stevie Wonder. Andre 3000. Tina Turner. Michael Jackson, and so many more who defy any label placed upon them. Thank you for executing your dream so we could all follow. And thank you for my team at Parkwood. Y'all worked so hard, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. My husband, my rock, my best friend, I love you. My three beautiful children who continue to be my inspirations and my biggest blessings.
There you go. Now you go
at the beginning, Ebro. Wait, yeah. At the beginning, she shows so much love to Stevie Wonder and tells him how much she loves her, and she thanks him for playing the harmonica on Jolene.
Wow! Yeah, that was on Jolene. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the big story today.
Wow.
Stevie's on Jolene.
Amazing,
so cool, right?
Yo, I love that. Listen, what this says to me is Beyonce's ready to work to make sure that this music for this Cowboy Carter is received by the masses. Because Beyonce's name is not necessarily synonymous with the type of music that is on this album. She makes popular black music, R&B leaning. She's made country records before. But this says, like, yo, I'm going to show up to the biggest radio owners award show. iHeart owns 619 radio stations in the country. A majority of those radio stations are pop stations like Z100. Those stations, and I think they have hundreds of those, like maybe like 150 of those. Those stations are the ones that have to lean into this music to make sure that it reaches the audience that it deserves to reach. And so she's like, look, I'm going to show up. Y'all can give me this. I don't know if they give an innovator award every year or not, but I'll take the award and give a speech. And she says it in the speech where she talks about preconceived notions of art.
Mm-hmm.
Because I tell you what, on the Renaissance, I don't think iHeart's pop stations was playing Beyonce like that on project.
They weren't playing that Break My Soul on pop.
And why is that?
Too black?
I would say yes. But
too strong?
You know, I play the race card.
You? No.
But it's also they want, you know, a lot of these radio groups, they want you to do something for them.
Yeah.
Right?
Politics behind it.
Politics. And so they're like, "Yo, Beyonce knows the game. I'm gonna show up to this award show and watch how this music keeps moving." Watch.
Mm.
Well,
you'll love
nice
to see it.
I know.
Yeah, really. And by the way, and it gets me hopeful. Gets me home. You know, listen, maybe she'll pop through. She cares. She's pushing so hard. Maybe, guys, she'll pop up at our disgusting, repugnant studio.
Yo, hit this guy with the button. Yo, we're not a part of iHeart, bro. She's not coming up here.
Yeah, right? But every time I talk to someone randomly about my career, they'll be like, how is working at iHeart? And I'm like, I don't know.
We don't work at iHeart, bro. Like, we're not a part of
that. They don't own
machine.
Every station, just most.
They own most, 85%.
Yeah, but no.
It was like,
nah, we work at a bodega.
Yeah, we're at the bodega.
Anyway, that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:05. A high of 49 degrees today. Rain all day and alternate site parking is in effect.
Look, coming up, Drake tickets. You want to see Drake? Yo, now Rosenberg. And this is the discussion. Are we good with OVO now that we got some Drake tickets?
I don't think it has anything to do with
no. We'll talk about it.
I doubt it.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk. We might have the combo.
That's the easiest question ever.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Don't do that, Shawnee. I see what you just tried to do right there. Say what you just said again.
I said, here's Drake with the stare at your window pane and cry about your relationship music.
Mm-hmm. Just like, and Shawnee says these things right before we're about to go live on the mic to try to get me to go in a certain direction. That's what he considers producing the show.
It's just, you know what I'm saying?
And meanwhile, I'm plagued with this image that somehow I've disrespected or disparaged Drake throughout his career.
I mean, there's some consistency with what you're saying.
I've never disparaged Drake. There's songs that I like, there's songs that I haven't liked. But that's Nas, Jay, that's all Pac, Big.
I think you're too neutral.
When he lost to Pusha T in the battle, you lost. But when he beat Meek Mill, you won. I don't see why this is controversial.
What do you mean he's too neutral? I would say he's very honest about how he feels.
I mean, I appreciate it. I think Drake.
No, you don't.
I do.
You're the reason that we are not good with OVO.
That is not true.
And Rosenberg.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
I mean, me more than Shawnee, but you more than anyone.
So. How, though?
Yo, why do we do this? Why do we do
because
this?
Because
so
I really
often?
Don't understand how.
But you're I think you're somewhat reflective human being. You cannot be this dishonest with yourself. Oh, you know what, Ebro? I'm never late for this show. Never. I don't know why you would say that I am.
But I'm literally asking how. Wait. This is where I'm going. Just watch where I'm going.
Okay, I'll follow.
There's clearly a reason, and I've said things that maybe OVO doesn't like. Mm-hmm. But relative to other media hosts and people out there who have literally disparaged Drake, called him names, people who work here, Flex.
Yes.
He's not called him names. I've just been critical of certain things. Yo, I've never gone after him for donating money in a music video.
Ooh,
shots. I've never called him softer than somebody at my Hebrew school.
Why are you just bringing me up? What the hell?
Because I've never done these things.
Yeah,
you guys can't even name one. Yes, I can.
Yeah, the Donald Glover thing was a
And
big
I was gonna
thing.
Say the only thing was me saying that you have no place, Drake, to comment on a song that was trying to be socially aware when you've made no attempt. And by the way, we don't even expect that from you. Not even what you do.
Okay, we just got to the point though. We just got to a critical point. You're acting as if that, because it's honest, is not something that would make someone feel bad. But it is. To an artist, you don't make important music, is it going to make them feel
bad? He doesn't make socially important music. Like, that's not what he does.
You have every right to feel that way.
But does he?
You're asking two separate questions.
No, I'm saying, am I speaking a fact or is it just my opinion?
I'm saying the fact or not is irrelevant.
But you wanted
to know why. I'm pointing out why.
Well, okay, so boom. If that's the reason, I still stand on what I said earlier. I've never disparaged you. I've never disrespected you as a human being. You don't make socially conscious music, bro.
And by the way,
in hip hop, if this is about hip hop, what I'm saying, the critique of an artist, I've critiqued, bruh, Pac, Big, Jay, Nas, Nicki, name them. And so, boom. If Drake is like, yo, I'm above reproach, no one should be critical of me. If that's where he's at, then fine.
But see, looking at it from Drake's perspective, when you put context into the whole situation, it was because he was responding to a comment made by Childish Gambino.
Right.
Right? So he was, in his eyes, I'm defending myself against this guy, but here you guys, everybody comes piling down on me.
But Childish Gambino said he was going to make, just for the audience, Childish Gambino said, what is it, This is America.
This is America.
Was going to be a Drake diss. That's how he started the idea. It never manifested. It never was a thing. It never happened. The song came out nowadays, and became a social commentary song.
Yeah, but now saying you were going to diss someone is the diss itself. Yeah,
I know. Right, but that's to the individual, not to the song.
Let's keep playing this whole thing out. Okay, then Drake on stage has a little thing that says, "This is America is overrated."
Okay.
By the way, he's not wrong.
True.
He's not wrong.
And that, by the way, that is an opinion. That's not a fact.
Agree. It is not a fact.
That's an opinion. And it's clean. And that's a clean opinion.
But it's a clean opinion. It's an important song. Do you want to listen to it every day? I don't know. But you then jumped in by then going to Gambino's defense of not even Gambino's defense.
Just the song and what it meant at the
time. You said you don't even have the right to speak on this because you don't make music like that.
That's right.
So that can
and by the way, that is a fact.
Right.
But why does he not have the right to say it? Even though he doesn't make music like that, does he not have the right to say it's an overrated song?
Well, okay. And I don't even know if I say you don't have the right. I don't even know if that was my exact quote. I was just like, why are you? Why are you even commenting when you don't even make an attempt?
But that's an intentional attack, that's a twist. That's not just a commentary. See, you're trying to get away on the "I'm just making a commentary." No, you're being very me right now. By the way, I'm not even trying to get away.
Okay.
I'm trying to understand.
Literally since 2009 been supporting this guy, and he supported the radio station. So there was a reciprocal relationship, right?
True. Yes.
Now we have tickets to see Drake today. Matter of fact, if you call right now and you're the right caller, we'll give you tickets to see Drake. And matter of fact, I'll have a question for you. And if you answer the question correctly, I'll give you the tickets.
Wow.
That's fire.
Wow. Okay.
But you have to answer the question correctly, and you'll get the tickets. So call him or not.
Wow. Right now.
Right now. And you also have to answer my question correctly.
Okay. Wow. Okay. And then they get tickets to see Drake.
And then you get tickets to see Drake on Thursday. Okay.
But no, I will say though.
My point is
you've never attacked him. You've never.
That's
been,
all I'm saying.
You've never been
disagree.
Nasty.
I've never been nasty. I've never been like, yo, get the F out of here. You suck at this. I've never been that dude.
You haven't.
Ever. And not that I even really care, other than I just needed something to talk about right now before we give these tickets away. But it does make me wonder about the state of hip hop. Where the biggest artist in hip hop moves around like he's above critique.
I mean,
a lot of artists move around like that now. I mean, 90%. 90%.
You know, I don't know.
It's super sensitive.
I think it's because
now with social media, also, they can respond and they can be direct. Before, you know, you wouldn't really hear them.
Yeah, they wouldn't have the same kind of platform to.
And now they could just answer you.
I mean, let's never forget. Without going into the detail, because Ebro already had me do that once and probably ruined my relationship for life. But let's not forget when Jay-Z checked me just on I made a joking opinion and got checked.
Yeah, but so, he called you and it wasn't. But he did call
and it wasn't confrontational. No. It was a good conversation. He checked me, but respectfully.
Let's go to Juan. Juan's the right caller for these Drake tickets. Juan.
No, what's going on, Ebro?
What's going on? You trying to see Drake? It's this Thursday in Newark, Prudential Center.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, you got to answer this question.
All right.
Have I ever been mean to Drake?
I don't think so, man. I think you
You're getting
real,
the tickets, baby. That's the right answer. That is the right answer. You are going to see Drake, baby.
You got it.
You're in there. That's the right answer. That's, listen, it was 50-50.
That's crazy. Yeah, listen, I call you guys every day, man, and I never get in. And it's the first time I'm getting in, so it's pretty cool.
And you know for a fact that old man Ebro has never been mean to Drake, man. Look at you, man.
That's a Fendi, bro. That's a Fendi. I got to agree with you on that.
That's right. It's a Fendi fact, baby. All right,
follow-up question. If someone on this
show... Don't answer. I can revoke these tickets.
If someone on this show once said that he knew tougher people at Hebrew school, who was the person who said that on the show about Drake?
Let's see. Shawnee?
Good answer. Good answer.
Yo, this guy listens a lot. Because he knows Shawnee's been mean. He knows Shawnee's been the most mean to Drake the whole time.
Yo, by far.
Shawnee, you've been certified hater boy. You have. Yes.
Certified crazy. Hater boy?
Yes. Crazy.
Yo, remember when Shawnee found out the supposed list of Drake past relationships and he was talking for a month?
One, Cass. This whole conversation started at 6:30 this morning. With us having Drake tickets and me telling Shawnee that he's been the meanest to Drake and him being like, no. I was like, yo, Shawnee, the man literally, when you found out that he had Serena, J-Lo, Rihanna, and then hung out with Sade, you blew a gasket.
Do you see? I mean, well, some of them were too far. Some of them were too far.
What do you mean? What does that even mean?
Like, stay with hip-hop.
See,
I mean, Rihanna was the issue, really. You know what I'm saying? And then he just kept going.
Yo, Shawnee can't even help himself. He's still angry.
No, because it's the definition. I respect it because it's the definition of hate. Shawnee's owning it.
What are you
it's
talking about?
You're hating. There's literally nothing to say except I'm jealous. He shouldn't get to be with all these women. That just shouldn't be.
Rihanna was a lot.
Shawnee hated
a lot. Then he went into sports. It's like Serena too.
Yo, Serena. And then don't forget the hate Shawnee had when Drake saved dancehall. And then
I brought that up this morning.
And we introduced Afrobeat to the world.
No, he didn't save dancehall. He did introduce and usher in.
Yo, he opened the door, like I said.
He ushered in.
He reopened the door that had been closed. And since he stopped making them soca sounding dance hall-y records.
It's been quiet.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, there was two big hits this year. There was Taliban's and Drift.
Yeah,
Taliban's and Drift this year.
But Ebro, that doesn't fit into the story.
Yo, Juan, hang on, man. Hang on, Juan. We got to get you a ticket to see Drake. Now, here's a plot twist. Why y'all think we got tickets to see Drake?
Because somebody bought him and gave him to us. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it fun.
No,
but
no.
That means there had to be something left.
No, that means, he's back in the market again. This is a lot of shows he's done here.
Right.
Was this like the ninth show or something crazy?
So, yeah, he already did mad shows at Barclays and MSG, and now he's doing UBS.
UBS and Prudential.
No, he did UBS. Now he's doing Prudential.
Oh, he already did UBS. Now he's doing Prudential?
Yeah, he did UBS last week. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's an
insane. So he might be in the town hanging out. Did he reach out to anybody? He said hello? Anybody get a...
hold on. Nope. Hold on. Let me check my DM. Maybe he DM.
Because that's how y'all talk on Twitter. Maybe he reached out and was like, yo, bro, we ain't connected in a long time.
Yo, no, let's be honest. Drake treats me like such a herb. He'll, like, occasionally, I'll send him something like, yo, this song's kind of dope. He'll give me, like, a two-word... La-di-da. This man doesn't even follow me, so I can't even comment on his ish. I feel like a second class citizen around Drake.
You're finished. Listen,
I'm finished.
And I'm gonna be honest, man. After the whole Childish Gambino debacle, I haven't heard anything from my OVO context.
Yo, and you was OVO cast for a minute. You can slide into any event.
Nah, it's over now. It's over, lot.
Damn it, man.
I feel like I know Drake. Like, whether he talks to me or not, I know him from when he was first coming up. Like, we had an actual relationship for a minute. He's a good dude. He's sensitive. And the team stays sensitive, too, to protect. You know, when people are that important and they know that a person's sensitive, the people who move around them move a certain way to always protect themselves as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I do like him as a human being. I do. But, like, I want to be like, bro, I don't forget. We knew we had conversations about a lot of things.
Yo, Rosenberg, run down the list of artists that don't talk to you.
Yo, it's crazy. I found an old phone.
Maybe it's you, bro. Maybe it's you.
Nah. Damn. But maybe in the case of Drake, yes. I will take full ownership. Drake, yes. Drake may not like me because of my actions. There are other people who I don't talk to who, God bless them, I still have nothing but love for them, they wouldn't see it this way. They literally just went straight Hollywood. Like, they may not view it that way, and I'm sure there's a nicer way of being like, well, things change, and
the people change, things rearrange.
I'm like, yeah, bro, but you, I literally
did. You know what you sound like you was about to say?
But I'm cool. It's cool.
Let's get to the gurus.
Two seasons Ebro taught me. He told me there's two seasons in life.
Two seasons.
One season when I need you, and another season when you need me.
That's it.
I'll see you on the flippity flop.
That's it.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Nope. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
Ribbit.
EbroInTheMorning.com, where the gurus unite.
That's right.
Shine the light on your darkness.
That's right.
Bring Shiny culture, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
Rosenberg, lead us some breathing exercises and tell us who's out there in need of some guru love.
Well, guys, I got to tell you, we have some amazing, amazing listeners.
Yeah.
We really, really do.
Yeah.
First of all, let me say this. The guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. Send your email today. Get your email in so I can get to it this week. And we, the final bosses of guruism, can help you. First of all, I got an amazing email today.
Okay.
From a guy named Alexander. This is not the email. I'm just mentioning this because of how great our segment is here.
What's up, Alex?
Okay. He said, hey, Rosenberg, I heard the guru segment. Someone wrote in about a news booker position and wanted advice and guidance. He said, I'm not currently a hiring manager, so I don't have a position to offer. But feel free to pass along my email and info to him, her, them. He said, I'm currently employed by the a big thing, company. I don't want to say it. Previously, I was at Bloomberg, MLB Network, NHL, Al Jazeera, Peloton. I'm on the tech side of the business, and it seems the emailer wants to pursue the editorial side, but media is hard to break into, so I'm happy to help if I can. Thanks.
Wow.
Wow.
Fots helping Fots.
There you go, man.
Isn't that beautiful. Nice?
Beautiful.
That's super nice.
Rosenberg, didn't you also, in the group chat, we didn't get to it today, maybe it'll pop up Thursday. But you were saying something about the interview process, even for low-level jobs out here. People's having a hard time.
Bro, I think this is a fascinating subject. I've got like five different people in my life currently, maybe more, of all walks of life, all different kinds of things, who are trying to get a job. And when they go to apply for the job, they go through legit like seven interviews. And by the end, they've sat with 15, 20 people to get one sort of mid-level, low-level job.
Are these big companies, small companies?
Ranging. One of them, someone I tried to get a job at a place in social media just because they did some nice videos for me. They did some dope social work for me. And I was like, yo, let me see. And he said, hey, do you know anyone here? I said, yeah, sure, hold on. Yo, I hit the dude up the other week, last week, and I was like, hey, I guess things didn't work out. What you working on now? He was like, oh, no, no, I actually had another interview with a panel last week. I said, bro, we were having this conversation 2 months ago.
Damn. Panel.
It's 2 months later. He's sitting in front of a panel. Guys, this is a kid doing social media. This is not high. It's crazy. I mean,
maybe they're taking their social media serious. You know, some of these companies, they don't take social media serious. Next thing you know.
So anyways, I do think one day we should take calls from people, yeah, about how crazy that process has been. Because it sounds like it's brutal out here. I'm glad I'm just talentless and hope that people just keep me employed. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, it's worth something.
Here we go, guys. The guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. Gurus and non-gurus, I'm a faithful listener from Connecticut. When I can't listen live, I catch the replay on Spotify. Belated congrats to Rosenberg on tying the knot, and congrats to Ebro on becoming a father of two.
Thank you.
I'm in a 7-year relationship. He's 39 and I'm 42.
He's younger.
COVID uprooted my life, and even though I did my best to recover, I ended up moving in with my man in 2022. About 6 months later, my son also moved in. The house is his childhood home that he owns with his brother, who also lives there.
The house is whose childhood home?
Her boyfriend.
Okay. Her boyfriend, yeah.
The plan for our relationship has always been for us to get married, get our own house together, and build a family there. This was the plan back in 2019 when their mother passed away after battling cancer, leaving them the house. And it was still the plan when I moved in. We were saving money for a down payment on the house. His brother's not working but in school full-time, getting his master's degree. He contributes to paying the mortgage and helps with bills. The plan was for the brother to take over the house once he started working full-time in his field. However, he and his girlfriend decided they weren't going to do that. He's moving out in August of this year. My man decided for us that we would take over the house. Regardless of this decision being made for me, I would probably have adjusted easily if every square inch of this property didn't need work. I'm talking backyard, driveway, interior, exterior, bathroom, kitchen, basement, appliances, everything. It's not me being bougie. Sure, the couch we just replaced was from 1984, and that may arguably may be style over function, but there are plumbing issues, occasional flooding in the basement, overgrowth in the yard, original windows that came with the house predating 1982. With his brother deciding to leave, my man panicked a bit and suggested that his brother should delay leaving. He's worried that we can't cover the renovations and the mortgage and bills without him. First off, for the sake of my sanity and our relationship, his brother needs to go. But that's a different guru letter for a different time. Secondly, I don't think he's entirely wrong. I reminded my man that we're not married. I have no security here. I've committed to living with him and living here, and we have to renovate this house. If heaven forbid something tragic were to happen to him, what happens to the money I invest in the house? What stops his brother from evicting me and my son and telling me the renovated house is his and gaining from our hard work? I have zero legal standing and no claim financially to my investment. Same scenario if my man and I were to split up. He could tell me to kick rocks and if I were to ask for my money back. As for our combined incomes, $100,000 a year isn't what it used to be. Not with inflation, living costs in Connecticut, and a family plus pets. Not if you want to live rather than just survive. I've single parented and scraped by before, so I know we could do it, but I know how much it would suck. The question is, am I wilding for asking for something in writing, stating I get my money back plus interest or percentage of the house if it sells? In addition to his brother continuing to pay for his half of the mortgage, the brother's name is on the deed along with my man. They both want to keep the house.
This is long, B.
Anyways, I'm interested in everyone's point of view, gurus and non-gurus alike. And I think Ebro, although he hasn't mastered the art of Zen while giving advice, has earned a seat at the guru table. Stable relationship, two-time dad.
I'm trying to cozy up after your long-ass email, lady.
Stable relationship, two-time dad, plus years of career and life experience qualifies him. Sincerely, Tiny Violin.
Tiny Violin.
Oh, Tiny Violin.
It's not a tiny violin. Listen, I don't think she's at all out of bounds.
Nah, she's not wild.
I don't either.
Wait, I have one question. Are they married yet?
No. That would be the paperwork you need. You'd be done with that paperwork.
Right. So
yeah, that's her concern. They're not married.
That's also the problem. Is she's trying to make a lot of
marital type
things decisions. Or have the weight of a wife or a family member, and you're not yet
without that contract.
Especially when it with regard to the house, who gets to stay in the house, and what
you want my money though.
Well, that's also why it's a business decision, which is why I brought up marriage, which is why a lot of people think marriage is a business decision.
Yeah,
there you go.
But to her point, because it didn't sound like she was rushing to get married. She just says, I need some type of security because I'm not married.
Yeah, because so that paperwork's like, drawn up.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong.
She's not wilding.
You can get some paperwork drawn up and be like, hey, listen, I'm not rushing you to get married, but I still need to protect myself.
Yeah.
This is an investment on my behalf. Like, I have no ownership to this home. And she's right.
That's right.
Being that you made this,
it's also going to destroy the relationship. So, you know,
right.
Not that we want the house to burn down, but you know what I'm saying? The relationship might.
Yeah, just said in a nice way, but a factual way. You don't got to ease it in. No drama. If we're going to stay here, I'm willing to put money up, but I just want to make sure that I'm protected.
Right.
Simple.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, guys.
And by the way, all you got to say is, hey, honestly, I am not giving you some sort of ultimatum of us getting married. But I will say this. I want to be a part of this. And if you want me to be a part of it, there has to be paperwork in some way. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that means marriage. It could just mean paperwork. But if we're not ready to get married, then I do need paperwork. I have a kid. I've been through this stuff before. Right. I'm sorry. I love you. I have faith in us. But we're not married. Right. So I got to look out for myself. I'm sorry.
And I work hard for my money.
Facto. So none of us think you're crazy. Do what you got to do.
So say the gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness, no weakness.
On the way, flashing lights with the lovely Laura Stiles. What's happening?
Oh, no, guys. Coming up in the flashing lights report, Pharrell and Chad Hugo are battling over the Neptune's trademark.
Oh, LLJ Cool J.
Ribbit Dick.
LLJ Cool J.
We'll talk about it coming up next.
Man, they've been grinding a long time, too.
Yeah, well, when the last time there was a duo like this?
God damn, I never even thought of that.
You know what I mean?
They need to stop fronting and come together.
We got to get that bag for the buzzer, too.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to beat the buzzer, you want to get paid, call right now. We get summer jams, too. Looking around this room. Beyonce time. Rosenberg, spaghetti?
Oh, I love spaghetti. You know Beyonce bars?
Hey.
Thanos.
Oh, bars. They call me the captain, the catwalk assassin. When they know what's snapping, they here come the yapping. All of this snitching and all of this lipping. Just a fishing expedition, dumb admission in the kitchen. Cooking up some chickens, extra leg, but I ain't even trying to kick it. Country, country, petty, petty, petty. All the same to me, plain Jane spaghetti. No sauce, no sauce. All those sames to me, plain Jane spaghetti. No sauce. Thought it was sweet when they was walking in the back door of the kitchen. Past the dirty dishes, now we on a mission. Try to turn me to the opposition. I'm appalled by the proposition. I've been played by the plagiaristic. Ain't gonna get no cloud addiction. My attention. I ain't no regular thing, good. Now come get everything you paying for. I ain't in no thing, but I got shooters and I bang, bang. Swizzy on the beat. Right.
It's got Shaboozy having a moment.
Out to the moon. Out to the moon. I lost women. They gon' shoot. Keep the curl. Break the rules. We gon' ride for every member that we lose. Someone here brought fire. Ain't no telling who.
Beyonce got them hammers, B.
I mean, this is up there, man, in her body's work, I'm telling you.
I mean, for me, mm-hmm. Renaissance and this album are my favorite Beyonce album.
I think it's fair. Like, I really think, when you go back, I was going through the whole catalog the other day, like album by album.
Yeah.
In terms of like really complete bodies of work, I think those are fair assessments, and not
and people love Lemonade, and I get why.
And Lemonade to me is one of those though. Lemonade is amazing.
Well, the thing for me is obviously Renaissance didn't have visuals. Act one, Lemonade was all visual. Like you met the album with basically a visual rollout, which I think landed on people's psyche and their hearts heavier than any other project because you got so much context.
And she gave so much of herself
and her life and her family and what they were going through at the time. So in that way, it meant more. But for me, the reason I like this Cowboy Carter and Renaissance is because the musical artistry in it, the bringing together of so many things that I personally love, plus her talent and the dream, and you know, I don't know if Hov's writing in there, and all of the elements. It's just the bodies of work, as you said, Rosenberg. For me,
but she really started like the grown. I feel like the really grown up Beyonce started on the album Beyonce,
right?
And then Lemonade went to another level, and I feel like this one I like so far. I like this one more than Renaissance, even though Renaissance is fire. Renaissance's fire is more of a vibe. This is more of like she's hitting. There are more words here. There's more lyrics to me.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and you're You like a guitar. You like a guitar. You like a pop. You like a pop guitar.
I do like a pop guitar.
You like a pop guitar.
But you guys remember, I was obsessed with Break My Soul when it came out, too. That was like my favorite Beyonce record in years.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to go back to Renaissance again and compare, but...
It's time to beat the buzzer. Time to beat the buzzer. Lynette is on the line.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
You ready for this, Lynette?
Yes.
All right, you know what to do.
Yes.
It is time for Lynette and me to cheat and beat the buzzer.
$65.
Playing in our face, Lynette. They're playing with us.
$85. $105.
What?
$175. $225. $275. $350.
You're gonna have to make a call here, Lynette.
$450.
It is $450. $450.
That's good cheating right there by Ibra.
Wow.
It's good cheating.
Yeah. Yeah.
She let it go.
I just want to say I listen to you guys every single morning.
Thank you, Lynette.
On the way to work. And it's okay to let your baby cry. I'm a therapist. Fine to let your baby cry for a little while.
Yeah, we're around like the 3 minute zone right now. Anything longer than 3 to 5 minutes, we're going to pick up. She's too little. You can't sleep train 6 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's
three, four months when you start doing that. But right now she's still. But these little they get to this planet. These little manipulators, man. They know what they doing, B. They not
absolutely.
You know, they will work the room. For sure. Thank you, Lynette. You going to Summer Jam,
thank
too.
Thank you.
You getting Doja Cat. You getting Davido. You getting Red Man and Method Man. It's going to be a great show, Lynette. We're going to have fun in
there. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
And $450 is yours. You beat the buzzer. Your next chance for everybody else to beat the buzzer is happening at 12 noon. And we go straight into it, flashing lights. A quick one with Laura Stapp.
$500.
Sure. Thanks.
She could have got $500, but she didn't.
Oh man. So Pharrell and Chad Hugo, you know, they've sold millions of records together as the Neptunes, but they're currently entangled in a legal battle over the group's name. Yeah. So court docs are showing that Chad is opposing a trademark filing of Pharrell's company. To hold the rights to the Neptunes for music videos, any other kind of downloadable entertainment. Now, Pharrell's reps are saying that, listen, Pharrell was going out of his way to ensure that no outsiders could hold, get a hold of the Neptunes name. But Chad Hugo's attorney is being like, listen, Pharrell committed fraud by leaving Chad Hugo out of the name filing without any input from Chad. But Pharrell's team is claiming that they tried to reach out multiple times with no response. And they're still, trying to offer to include him in everything. So I don't know, but this is
I can based on my last interactions with Chad, I can say I feel safe saying that I believe Pharrell and his team.
I mean, Pharrell's team is saying we tried, and the offer is still open.
That's what I'm saying. And we've had some interesting, and I love Chad, but there's been some interesting communications.
Right.
I mean, listen, what Eber's trying to say is go watch the interview we did here with Chad from a couple years ago. You may not come away thinking anything except, I don't know what
to God damn!
Yeah. It's a new day. I don't even know what's happening on this day.
Well, and I can assure you that, I don't believe, and because monetarily speaking, I think Pharrell's just fine. I can pretty much assure you I don't think Pharrell's doing anything grimy. And Lord willing, this all gets worked out. Because they've been grinding a long time.
Ooh. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Anyway.
In the end, man, it's nothing,
Anyway, that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:55.
At the same time, it is what it is right now. You know what I mean?
Listen, I hope Chad don't get caught out there.
Oh.
Well, listen, at least if they can get hungry, they can go get a milkshake. Okay, you know what? Too far.
Chad's like, hey.